News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Economist Cormac Lucy, columnist with the Sunday Times and independent local election candidate in Blackrock, joins us now. Cormac, is the Taoiseach right? Do we need more cost of living measures?
Well, I think from a political perspective, the government does. I think governments have become trapped in a situation where they're like, you know, they're hyperactive. They have to respond to everything. And as you and Jonathan were saying, there's an election coming up, so they can't be seen to do nothing about this. But as you say, also says these things are happening every year, so they're becoming built into the process. I think the real issue which they're not addressing is, why does Ireland have the highest costs across the European Union? If you look at Eurostat data, they would be the European equivalent of our own Central Statistics Office. They have our consumption costs, the cost of living for every average person, at the highest level across the entire EU. So the question is, why is that, and is there anything that can be done about it? And I think the reason why our costs in Ireland are so high is that our economy is absolutely flying thanks to foreign direct investment. And I wrote a piece for the Sunday Times yesterday, and I reckon that foreign multinationals are contributing roughly 60% of the government's total tax take across all headings. So the impact that multinational investment is having in Ireland is gargantuan and underestimated. And I think that's having an effect then in wages, in costs. That's spilling across to the rest of the economy, to the domestic economy. And it's spilling down then into the cost that average householders face with
okay.
their family budget.
So in an ideal world where governments didn't have to get re-elected, I presume you're saying that given how the economy is booming and so on, that you would try and take some of the heat out of the economy by running a very large surplus, by not splashing the cash. But that's not likely to happen, is it?
Well, no, but there's one thing that Simon Harris could do. But I worry that he's a man who rushes after treating symptoms rather than causes. It was mentioned in press coverage this morning of what the Taoiseach is going to say, that he recognised the need to raise tax bans and welfare rates to catch up with inflation. Well, one thing he could do that would be very simple would be to politically lock away tax bans and welfare rates so that they're automatically lifted up with inflation. And it doesn't need the grace and favour of the government every year at budget time to give us something that people should be receiving as a matter of right. If the government does not raise tax bans to compensate for inflation, that is a stealth income tax increase. And Gareth Fitzgerald was talking about this 40 years ago. So this issue has been on the political agenda for decades. It would be a relatively simple matter to fix into our legislation. But rather than do that, the government wants to keep its hands on the packet of jellies so it can hand them out to us each year rather than us getting them as a matter of right.
Okay, should those jellies include an energy credit for the third year in a row, do you think?
I'm not sure it should, given that energy cost inflation has abated and that energy costs have come down. From an economic perspective, all of these adjustments, they cost money, they cost time, they influence people's decisions. The state really should be looking at ensuring a minimum level of welfare, a satisfactory level of welfare for people at the bottom of the system, a fair income tax system for the rest of us, and then let each of us adapt our spending patterns as we choose, rather than attempting at government buildings sitting around the cabinet table to influence those decisions by doling out modest enough adjustments into our household budgets.
Charlie McCreevy got hammered, 20 years ago, over 20 years ago, for saying, when I have it, I spend it, when I don't, I don't. But I mean, that's pretty much what every government does. In Ireland, at least. I'm kind of curious, the way we ramp up spending when we have the money and then obviously cut it back when we don't. Like, do they do that in Germany, for example? Do they do they radically change things every year the way we do, tinkering with the economy, tinkering with fiscal measures? Is that normal in other countries?
No, the media and political attention given to the annual budget in Germany would be a fraction of what it is here. And the pre-trailing, as we're getting today, of what governments are leaking will appear in the budget in a couple of months' time. I can't remember that, having lived 7 years in Germany. Now, there is another big difference between us and Germany, and that is the German economy hasn't been growing nearly as fast as ours over the last 20 years. So its public finances are not nearly as amply stocked as ours are.
Yeah.
And they've got the residue of East Germany, which is still costing them money, the integration of East and West Germany.
I suppose my question is, though, should we be doing that? I mean, the coverage, the budget coverage from last year is seared in my brain, where RTÉ had a whole string of people being interviewed saying, oh, this doesn't do much for me. And then they'd have their budget experts saying, you're actually €3,000 a year better off. And they'd go, oh, right, I hadn't realised. Like, last year's budget was enormous.
It was enormous.
Was it warranted, I suppose, is my question.
Well, I suppose if you're Simon Harris or if you're Michael McGrath, the finance minister, you're saying to yourself, if I had kept that money and if the government surplus had been larger than it was, what would that have done for me politically?
Yeah.
And
did we not learn from the crash, though? Sorry to cut across your comment. Did we not learn from the crash that some things are more important than winning the next general election?
No, we didn't. The immediate needs of the politicians are heat-seeking missiles when it comes to votes. And their immediate needs are going to trump long-term economic needs. Now, in fairness to this government, they have run a surplus. They have set money aside for the rainy day fund. They have articulated a sensible rhetoric. But there's only so far that rhetoric can carry them in the face of lobby groups and other opposition political parties who are insatiably demanding ever more government spending.
Cormac Lucy, economist, columnist with the Sunday Times and independent local election candidate in Blackrock in Dublin. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Are you struggling? Would you welcome a cost of living package, or should the government be more prudent? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.